I want to give a special shout out to this week's sponsor, Pet Canva. Check them out on Instagram, at MyPetCanva, and check them out on their website, PetCanva.com. And they make specialty products for that special pet in your life. They make cell phone cases. They make really cool canvas paintings you could put on the wall. They make blankets. They make mugs. So check them out. Really cool stuff. They have free shipping on all orders over $75. So check them out at MyPetCanva on Instagram and PetCanva.com. Thanks, guys.
You are totally under the influence.
From social media influencers, athletes, entertainers, and business moguls, it's time to get inspired. It's time for Under the Influence with Tom Ward.
And now, Under the Influence.
Sitting here with Zane Hijazi.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Looking at all three cameras. It's kind of intimidating.
It is. We got these boom mics. We got this lav mic. Hopefully this is good. This is going to sound like shit. Oh yeah, because my voice is so loud. Every time, like when we do our podcast, like it gets so loud.
Just don't touch it. Don't scratch it.
I won't touch it. You see, guys, I'm not good at this. Yes. I'm not good at this. It's bad. Okay. All right.
Are you focused? Are you feeling very zen right now?
I am. I think I had too much coffee, so I'm a little jittery.
Oh, nice.
But we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
I had a coffee and an energy drink. I'm all jacked up.
Oh, whoa. You see, I can't do that. That's no? I get like real anxious when I drink that much.
Like, do you caffeine. Really?
Oh, yeah.
It calms me down, kind of.
Exactly. Well, I can only drink sometimes. That much when I'm hungover. When I'm hungover, I can drink a lot and I'll feel like myself again. But like when I drink it, when I'm sober, I just get like weird.
All jacked up, sweaty. Well, you all seem sweaty. Good. You seem
Thank
calm.
You
seem
you.
Good.
I'm trying.
Congrats on the podcast. I got some stats here.
Thank
Unfiltered,
you.
Number one in comedy, number three overall. I think after your first week, right?
After the first week, yeah.
Okay.
But honestly, I think it's I always put myself down.
What?
It's the algorithm. So like when
number
podcast
one.
See, I know, but when podcast, like when podcast sees like this new podcast up with no like viewers or no subscribers, and then it's like does
a
like
bunch.
A little well, I think in their head or in the system, it's like, holy shit, number one. We got to put in number one because they're new. But now we're like at number seven, which is still pretty good.
In comedy?
In comedy.
Dude, that's strong.
That's still really good. We're sitting around like Chelsea Handler and Joe Rogan. And
for real?
So it does look really good. Like seeing us up there. Like it's nice. It feels good.
To be in the same category as Joe Rogan and OG.
Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow.
So it's been fun. And we've had so much fun doing it too. You know, we're still getting the groove of it, you know, trying to like, there's all these rules for podcasting and.
What kind of rules do you mean?
Like you have to like, whenever you're talking about something, you have to like kind of stay on topic. Don't veer too far off of where you're talking about. And if you do, make sure you come back in a short amount of time. This is shit that like my friend Matt, like always tries to tell us while we're doing it. And it's so nerve wracking because you want to give him like a natural podcast, but at the same time, you don't want to like. Be too off topic about shit or like be jumping
too
around.
ADD.
Exactly, exactly. But then again, I feel like people who are listening and watching, they know how we talk.
Yeah.
So they're kind of just used to it. So
you torn like give the fans what they want and then I also got to listen to Matt over here.
Exactly, like, exactly. Because Matt can be really like judgmental about that and that freaks me out. And I'm just, like, he's always back, I'm like behind the camera just like, and I'm just like, I'm good. And we're talking about something and we want to talk about this. And he's like, I know, but it's boring. I'm like, fuck, okay.
Okay, so, does he let you talk and then cut that stuff later?
No, he does. He does. He does let us talk.
Because it's distracting if someone just interrupts.
He's not, no, it's,
oh, all right.
No, I mean, to us, like, we're not too strict on how we do it. Like, if something happens behind the camera, like, something happens, we take advantage of that. Like, to that, that's funny. Fuck-ups are always funny.
Oh, yeah.
So, if the entire podcast is a giant fuck-up, our sound is awful, the videos are, like, bad quality. To us, that's even better because people are tuning in for fucked-up, like, dumb shit like that.
They don't want to see a slick, well-produced National Geographic-type video.
Exactly, and that's what we wanted to do. At first, we wanted to get this modern furniture. We really wanted to make it high end. We're like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, this is not us. So we just got like the ugliest couch we could find.
I love the intro. I love the intro.
The intro to the
podcast.
Oh, the audio.
Yeah.
Bruce Wegner. Bruce. That's my friend. I still don't know his last name. Bruce Wegner. He is a great song producer. Whenever you need something produced, go to him.
He's the guy.
Great. Yeah, he did that shit in like an hour.
For real? I swear.
Yeah, he's. He's effortless, effortlessly. He's so good at what he does.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You were talking about the ugly couch in the set.
Yeah, ugly couch. Yeah. The top, the middle, it opens up. There's these lights. It has these fucking outlets. And we got those outlets specifically because when we get like a Keurig, whenever we get a Keurig, we're going to put it in the middle. Mm-hmm. We're going to have our coffee under there. So you're going to see this giant fucking coffee machine in the middle. It's going to be really funny.
You're not going to do like a cool, elaborate background. You should put that Jason Nash picture that's in your living room.
We should, but we need to have one of me and Heath behind us.
Yeah,
because that neon light sign is really bright.
Yeah.
So we do need to figure out like what ways we can make it more fun or lively in the back.
Oh, okay.
But we're loving that neon light sign. I surprised Heath that before we started our podcast. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we love it. That's like kind of our main logo right now for like the podcast and everything. So it's cool.
Are you going to do merch with that stuff?
Yeah, we are. We are doing merch with that. It's actually about to come out like next week. So when that's out,
we'll post Thursday. Can we talk about that yet or no?
What?
We're going to post this Thursday. So
okay.
Is it cool to talk about it now?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Fanjoy, or where is it working?
Fanjoy. Yeah.
Okay. I got to give him a shout out.
Let it rip. Fanjoy, baby.
Nice. They have the whole vlog squad, right?
Almost. Scott's also has a couple people.
Okay.
He has his own merch company too. Both great. But a little competition, but hey, we're all friends here, so it's fine.
Dude, I interviewed David, and when we got done, we did it at his house. When we got done, he had, you know, that pool table. I don't know if it's still there, but
yeah, it's
pool
still
table
there.
When you come out. He had, I guess, his merch people, and he had like all these jackets and shirts laid out.
They bring him boxes of merch. I swear to God, I see like 10 different designs every other week.
And he asked me, he's like, do you like ones? He did the same thing. He's like, do you like one or the other? I'm like, I don't know. I like this one. Like, what do I know?
Yeah.
He told me, I asked because I always wonder, and I'm sure your fans wonder too, like, how do they make money? Is it YouTube? Is it? So I asked him, like, ballpark, not asking your finances, but like, how much merch do you sell?
Yeah.
He told me what he sold Thanksgiving, like that Wednesday to that Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
I almost fell out of my fucking
chair. Yeah, no, he does really, really, really well in merch. Like, it's funny because like when people want to buy merch and they watch me, they watch Heath, they watch Scotty, I feel like they don't really buy that merch. They buy David's merch because when you buy David's merch, you're buying the Vlog Squad merch.
Yeah.
So I just think that's really funny. Like whenever you see, like I see everybody in clickbait merch. Like every time I go somewhere, I always see somebody in clickbait merch.
I've got a 4-year-old daughter and I took her to the park the other day and I saw these two like 12-year-old girls with clickbait sweatshirts. I was like, David Dobrik fan? She goes, oh my, like, how does this old guy know who David Dobrik is? I'm like, I know what's up.
It's like a brand. Like, you see as much as you'd see, like, Ruka or, like, Volk. I'm coming up with, like, skateboard brands. But it's just like, it's a brand now. Yeah. You see it as much as any other brand now.
What is the Mad Happy? Is that a brand?
I think they're a new brand, like, new brand. I love that their clothes are awesome. I love their hats. Their sweatshirts, their shirts, they fit me really nicely.
Wow. So brand new?
Brand new what?
Brand deal? Or you work with those guys?
No.
Oh, nice.
I like their stuff.
Yeah, oh, nice.
It's good quality stuff. It's fine. It's hard to find clothes that fit me.
Why?
Because I don't know. I just have this odd shaped body. I'm always between a large and an extra large and like it just never fits me right.
Okay.
So like I end up like when I put on the wash, it just shrinks. I can't wear it anymore.
Yeah.
But this brand, this brand for a long time.
I know. Well, it's this website and Instagram page right here.
Your description is going to be fucking full of shit today,
Yeah.
It feels like a giant, like, 5-brand deal podcast.
But maybe this can lead to a brand, you know, possible collab, brand deal.
Exactly, yeah.
And I would like a little portion for brokering the deal.
I think that's a great idea. So Noah from Mad Happy, hit me up. Let's do something.
Let's go. Work together.
Yeah.
You know? So, Zane, how did you get your start?
How did I get my start? Well, Jeff, did you fucking tell him to do this to me?
Shout out to the Vlog Squad Reddit. I asked like questions like which I asked Zane I'm interviewing tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that was the first one by far. Yeah. So how did you get your start? What's the story behind that? Why is that funny to everybody?
I think it's from the way he says it.
Barbershop.
Yeah.
It's a running joke.
Yeah. The first time he cut my hair on the show, I think just like the first 5 minutes, he was just like, because obviously he wants to learn who I was or where I came from. So he's like, so how'd you get your start? And he just kept repeating it. And I didn't know how to answer it at one point because I was just like, why?
Was it awkward?
No, it wasn't awkward because we were kind of friends before we did it.
Yeah.
But on the episode, I wanted to make it seem like I didn't know who he was because just to make it seem, I don't know, it'd be more fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I made myself believe that like this was a random guy. So I was just like, he keeps asking me the same question. Stop asking me the same question. Fine.
Yes.
So, So that's really fun. I feel like that's still an ongoing joke though. Me and him.
Yeah, your fans, they love it. They know the guitar. So great. That's for you guys.
Make merch, Jeff. I don't know why Jeff hasn't made merch. I keep looking at all three cameras.
Yeah, that's you. Oh no, that's you right there.
That's me right there.
Okay, wide shot and then a big.
Perfect.
Okay, so look here, right there.
All right, I'm gonna stay looking there.
Just creepily look there. And like I said, we're not gonna edit this, so.
I know. This is gonna be really hard to watch.
Didn't you just say leaving mistakes in is good? So I'm trying to learn from you. You're a big famous YouTuber.
You know what?
What do I know?
You're completely right. So yes, leave everything in.
Yes.
Everything in. Every stutter, every fuck. If I talk about somebody I'm not supposed to talk about.
We just spend 5 minutes talking to brand you don't even work with.
Exactly.
Yes, just free advertising. Why the fuck not?
You see, that's I'm just not good at this, and that's okay.
No, you're very good. But you got your start, sir. See how I did it? I brought it all the way back.
I'm
following the rules.
Again. Why is
your boy would be very happy. Your boy would be very happy.
Yeah.
Your producer.
Exactly.
See? You get off track, you bring it all the way back.
Exactly.
You got your start. You're a Viner.
Yeah.
Right? And you and Heath, you guys met in high school?
Yeah, we met in high school. We weren't really friends in high school. We didn't like each other in high school. It was really funny. And towards the end of it, we always sat next to each other because they always set up seats with our last names.
Oh yeah.
So we're always together because of our last names. Oh, Jossie, yeah. Hussar, like alphabetical.
Okay.
So we started, oh, okay, cool. Hey, what's up, man? It was very like very small talk. It was nothing more than that. And then
why didn't you like him?
I don't know. I really don't know. It just didn't. It just never worked.
But
maybe
it wasn't
because
we were
the same person. It's because we were the same person. That's why. Let's leave it at that. Yeah. And
so what brought you together? Was there a moment?
Yeah,
where you guys connected?
There was a moment. So in college,
did you go to the same college? I'm sorry to interrupt. But
we did. We did go to the same college. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of college. There was one community college in our area.
Okay.
That everybody that after high school, if they weren't in FAU or Miami, they went to this community college. So We're in college, or no, this was before college. I think this was like the summer before college, yeah. And one day we're all out bowling, and it was his friend group and my friend group. We were there separately, but just happened to be the same night.
Yeah.
And we ended up merging the groups, and Heath and I, we came together, and he just asked if I wanted a cigarette outside. I was like, sure.
Did you smoke?
Yeah, well, I did a lot. Like he smoked and it got me into smoking, and I didn't smoke a lot. It was just casually here and there, mainly with him though. Like I wouldn't smoke by myself, but this was the start of it. But he invited me to go fishing one day, and I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. I didn't have a lot of friends, so it was a big deal for me kind of. So I went fishing with him. We had a lot of fun. We drank a little bit. We're fishing and then
broing down.
Yeah, broing down. And then and then it got to a point where we'd only hang out if we were going fishing. And then I started
smoking. You were smoking, fishing. That was your connection. Would you smoke and fish together?
Smoke and fish. Yeah, right. It was cigarettes.
Yeah, all right.
Else. Yeah. And then we just started hanging out. We became really close, and we started taking classes together in college. And it was around that time where Vine came out, and we started vining. And that's how it started.
What made you start vining?
I
mean, you said he's the class clown. You are obviously funny. I mean, I don't buy that you weren't the class clown. You're funny.
I guess I was funny within our group of friends, but I was never out loud funny. I was always too afraid to bring to be the center of attention around a bunch of people because again, I was who do you call a kid that's very nobody in the school talks to him? He's just the outcast.
Yeah,
Me and a couple of people, we're the outcasts. We were never invited to the parties. Mm-hmm. We were never invited to hang out with anybody in that school. So it was kind of hard to be that outspoken in that type of school. But when Vine came out, we were vining. It really allowed me to be the center of attention almost, but in a good way, in a humble way, not crazy, look at me, but just kind of comfortable with myself and more confident. So that helped me a lot.
So if you weren't, I think to me, I'm not a vlogger. I think that's the scariest thing ever.
Yeah.
Doing a Vine by yourself, with the camera out. To me, that's way scarier than being in class and cracking a joke.
It was easier because you don't really see the faces of people watching your stuff. You're filming vines with your friend. You both laugh, you post it, and that's it. You read the comments, but you don't put faces to these comments. What was kind of what started getting weird was seeing our friends watch it. And then that almost was kind of like, some of them were making fun of this. Some of them like liked it. So it was like, we were in Florida. So like a lot of people weren't like really about those type of like videos, like funny skits. Like they just, I don't know. It just, it was kind of weird. But like we...
Where'd you grow up in Florida?
We grew up in Plantation, Florida.
So Florida, I know Florida a little bit.
Yeah.
You think, and if you're from Ohio or something, maybe you think Florida can either be like real rich and chic, kind of like the Miami vibe, or it can be super rednecky kind of too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Were you, did you grow up in a lot of camo and trucks?
No. I was around that a lot, but I was never really into that.
But
I was in that area. Yeah. It was like a very, it was very like a hipster, I'd say.
Oh, really?
Back then it was called like emo slash scene, but now I would say like a little hipster. It was rednecky. It was really those two worlds. That's it. And we were in between like Boca, where it was like all just like rich people, and then Miami, where it was like a Miami people. But yeah. So we were in that like in that scene between where it was like rednecky and
okay.
So it was interesting.
And you're Muslim too, right? Where your dad is.
Yeah, my family. White. So like it's weird because my like half my family is Muslim and half my family are Christian.
Okay.
So I was constantly bouncing back and forth between religions, and it's completely different religions.
Oh yeah.
So having to live like that was kind of rough for me because I didn't know, because both believe in different things. Like it's whatever is a sin here, it's not a sin here. Whatever is a, not a sin here is a sin here.
Yeah,
so it's like it's hard to really kind of.
Can I eat bacon today?
What?
It's like, can I eat bacon today?
Yeah. You
know, mom's like, saying yes, dad's saying no.
Exactly.
Right?
So like to me, like living in both of those roles all my life, in my head is like, hey, as long as you're a good person, you're fine.
Sure.
Like whatever you want to drink or eat, like what is it going to do to you? Do you to be completely honest? Just like be a good fucking person.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Is your dad like pretty religious?
Yeah. I'd say he's pretty religious.
Because I'm in a similar situation. I'm raising our kids like that because I grew up Catholic and my wife's Muslim.
Yeah.
So we've got kids that are going to kind of.
You're in the
They're going to be like you.
They're in the same position as me.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, is she like strict?
No, her parents came over from Afghanistan. So they grew up in a Muslim country where that's everybody's Muslim. So that's kind of how you grow up. The kids, though, so her mom prays five times a day and everything.
Yeah.
But all the kids. We grew up in LA, so they're just, you know, they don't eat pork, but they don't pray five times a day. They're kind of like casual Muslims, I guess.
Oh, okay. So,
throwing you guys on the bus.
No, that definitely makes it a lot, not easier, but that would have been easier to work with from my situation if like that.
Really?
Because it was just, both was so opposite, you know? As a kid, like, trying to grow up listening to daddy, listening to mommy, it was almost like tug of war, you know?
Yeah.
So, but both really kind of just let me, they both respected what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the end of the day.
Of course, they love you, you're their son.
Exactly.
Do they give, like, my wife won't, her mom knows she drinks, but she won't openly drink in front of her?
Yeah.
Are you like that with your dad? Does he, like, see your videos and go, like, see you partying and go, like, come on, son?
Obviously you have to respect, like you respect your parents, you know, whatever. You don't want to like, because if you do it in front of them, whatever they want, don't want to see if you do it in front of them, I feel like that's the most disrespectful thing you can do to your parents.
Fuck you, mom, and you're doing shots.
Yeah. It's not cool. So yeah, I obviously try to do my best to be the best in their eyes. I don't know if that's weird or not.
Well, you want to make your parents proud. Who doesn't?
Yeah. Exactly. And this is my first time opening up about this.
You've never talked about this? I looked at your videos and, because I was interested, like, because I didn't know kind of what part of Florida you grew up in. And I'm guessing there's probably not a lot of Muslim people there, are
no,
there?
No, there, I mean, oh, there are. There are. I feel like there's Muslims everywhere.
Yeah, true.
In every state there's Muslims, but it all.
But they're the minority.
Exactly.
So I don't know if you got, like, I was curious when I was watching your videos and stuff, like, I haven't heard you talk about it. Like, did you get a hard time?
No, I just.
Did your sister get a hard time?
I don't talk about it, honestly, because I don't like to bring,
religion, sure.
Politics, like that. It's always what do you call it? Like 50% of the people are going to agree with it. 50% are not.
Sure.
So I'd rather not see that in the comments. Like I just want to, like, I only want to make people laugh and entertain, and like, that's all I want.
I got you. So you're vining, like, how quick was your success? You know, you and Heath are in community college doing it.
I don't know what's quick or not, but I know, like, Definitely, Vine because right? Vine is different because like you, there wasn't a lot of people making like video, like skit type videos on the app. So when people found us, they're like, oh, these guys are one of the few that do this. So we did gain kind of a following in the beginning. And once we got to like 50,000, it started like, it was like a snowball effect. But we were constantly posting. That was like our priority. Like our jobs weren't our priority. Nothing else was our priority, but making vines and making videos. And because people loved it, people were like leaving comments. They're like, make more. And we didn't see really a future like in that world. We just knew that we loved making videos and this is what we wanted to do, whether we were getting paid for it or not. And we weren't paid for it for a long time while doing that. So that's why I really appreciate where we are now, because it wasn't like, it was never about money. It was never about like fame or nothing. It was just about having fun. And I was doing it with my best friend. So it was like, it was a really cool way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine?
Really authentic.
Like I just pulled up here. You've got a beautiful house.
Yeah.
You know, you've got an assistant who I met. Like you, going back to you and Zane making like silly vines. Could you ever imagine this?
No,
coming
absolutely
from
not.
That world?
And every day, me and my friends, we all always talk about it. Me, David, Heath, we'll just be sitting somewhere. We're just like, isn't this fucking crazy?
This will never be old.
This will never get old to us. It's absolutely insane. And like, obviously, we're so grateful. Like, it wouldn't, if it wasn't for like all the viewers, the fans, the little coffee beans, we would not be here. And we always see that. We always understand that. So it's awesome. It's really cool.
And it's cool to see too, because so you're in Florida, you're going to community college doing your thing.
Yeah.
You graduated. Were you a hospitality major?
Yes.
Isn't that what you ended up graduating
I always say yeah, no. Like I always say no when I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm disagreeing. Yes, I was my major was hospitality because I used to work as a travel director.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the name of it, but like I was a person in airports where I would like hold signs and that like where if like imagine Best Buy want to send their best salesmen or salespeople out to Miami, Florida to have a fun weekend. They would hire us to basically take people to like their activities, back to the hotel, to dinner, back to the hotel, gather everybody on the bus, making sure everybody's like taken care of. And when they're done, we're at the airport sending them to their plane.
Okay, so you're herding Best Buy salespeople all day.
Basically, but like different
other things,
but different
yeah.
companies every sure. week. So that was my main job, and it was a really good job too. And that's why I was able to do vines a lot, because I had such a good job. And when I was done with that job, I was making enough money where I could like do this on the side a lot.
Okay, so, and you were living at home at the time, or
I was living at home, so I was able to save. I wasn't really spending money on anything else, but like maybe food here and there. But that's it.
Okay,
and my family at the time, they just did not get it. They're like, how the hell is this happening? Like, what? You're making $200 off of making a vine. What are you doing? Is this legal? And because they didn't even know what like Instagram was or Twitter, so they just didn't know what the hell we were doing. So it's fun being that generation where we got to really start with social media.
Yeah, and you know, going from Vine, I mean, they get it now. What do they think of the whole thing now?
I mean, now they get it. I mean, I feel like there will always be a little ounce of not really understanding what we do, but they do get it now. And my entire family, both sides, like fully support me.
Mm-hmm.
They love what I do. They help as much as they can. My dad and my stepmom are always like, but hey, like film with the diet. Like my little sister, it's fun seeing like how much people want to be in the videos. And
yeah.
It makes your job so much easier when you can like, you know, make videos all the time and like be as authentic as possible, and you don't have to like fake for the camera or anything. So
your sister's great too. I was watching.
She's
hers.
Great. Yeah.
First of all, her intro is better than yours.
Yeah, her in the videos is great. Like she's so funny. She's like just a natural.
Yeah.
And I wish she could make more video. I wish she could do YouTube videos because I think she'd be great at it.
Does she want to do that like as a career? Or is she like looking
elsewhere? She wants to, but like you know she can't do it on her own, and like. I mean, I'm in the same boat. Like, I can't do this on my own either. Like, I can't set up a camera and do a whole video all night by myself. That's just not my.
Have you tried that?
I've tried doing that. I can't. I just can't do it.
No,
it's really hard to do it.
It's a special talent.
It is a special talent. Like, and anybody that can do that, like, I give them props. Like, they're because I can never do that.
Yeah.
It's
like I interviewed Emma Chamberlain and she like has built a whole career on that. Like a little girl, like it is tough looking at the camera and like be able to keep, stay on track, stay interesting.
Yeah.
Stay funny. Like, I don't know how you even do that.
I don't know either. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard to be funny on your own.
When did you connect with David and other big Viners?
We came out to visit from Florida like a couple times here and there. We'd meet up with Viners that we'd DM on like the Vine app, and we'd meet up and we'd meet like a bunch of people, and then it got to the point where we just ended up moving out there, and we're hanging with certain Viners, and then Heath and I ended up really, really clicking with Scott and Todd. They were so much fun to be around. They were just like us. We had the same humor. So we would hang out with them every day. We'd make vines, whatever. And we ended up meeting David at the same time. David, he was visiting from Chicago. He ended up meeting with Heath and I. We were like the first Viners he met. And we really clicked. We started like vining, hanging out. And we all ended up like living together.
Oh, no way.
A year later. Me, Scott, Todd, Heath, and Elton. And David would come over all the time. We'd all film. And that's how we started like filming his like YouTube, his vlogs. And it just kind of like took off from there.
Because you said like, I can't look at the camera, do it myself. How creative was that, like inspiring to be with other guys who are funny and talented and doing it together every day?
It was so much, it was like, you got to wake up. It like didn't feel like a job. You woke up. You like we'd all run into, like we were like kids. We'd run into each other's rooms. It was almost like you're like a fucking 12-year-old sleeping at your friend's house, like for the first time. Like, but it was like that every day. And you know, it was like life kind of started again. You know, like when you're meeting these new people, you're doing something completely new, like something that you were never doing as a child. And now you're doing it with like the funniest people ever. In this city, in this brand new city. Sorry, I'm like sounding so super right now. This brand new city, and it was like, yeah, it was just so new, and it felt so authentic, and it felt good. It felt really good just being with these guys and filming and having fun and going out and just experiencing all this different type of shit. And now we're still here. We're still friends. We're all still hanging out every day. And yeah, it's really good. Life's really good.
It's crazy. And I was watching I think you did too, where you were reacting to old Vine videos.
Yeah.
And like some of the comments you guys were like talking about making Vines. Uh-huh. And you're like, oh, I remember that one. That took 3 hours to get the lighting right.
Yeah.
People don't realize like, even though it's a little clip, how much goes into it. Like, what was your creative process
for
at the time?
For Vine.
Yeah, you're out here making Vines. What was it like?
It was pretty like, it got to the point where Heath and I got really like picky with Vines. And you know what? I'd say I was more picky because Heath and I would get into like these picky little fights with Heath, and it was not Heath, it was me. Like I got like really, just because like it got to the point where we wanted to make sure every Vine was perfect, you know? And we got really, it wasn't really lighting. It was more just like editing and getting the shot right. And, because it got to the point where we got to edit like each Vine, like because remember Vine used to be so authentic, like you would get out of film on the spot and whatever happened, however it looks, that's what it's going to look like. Yeah. You got to post it. So when it came to editing and it came down to like really putting it together, I did get like kind of crazy, but it worked. You know, we had like the best Vines. We had like really good stuff. And Heath was great. Heath was so funny. Like Heath was, when it got down to like character and getting the scene like right, the way it looked, the way like it was like performed, Heath was like fucking incredible. So we were like a really good team. Like it was like almost like character, editing, like that together was like a really good
attention
duo.
To detail, kind of the comedy thing.
Yeah. And like that together just, it really kind of blew up our Vine channel. It was like a good team. So
they, like some Viners kind of got a peek ahead and knew Vine was dying, and then kind of got the jump on YouTube and kind of.
Yeah.
But then
some people,
I talked to Jason. Jason was like, fuck no, man. I just found out one morning the Vine was done. I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do now?
And we were all in the same boat. Like, it was crazy. Like, this Vine ship was sinking. And this, like, little platform, like, where not a lot of people could, like, fit on was, like, the only thing out from the ocean. I felt like a lot of people like kind of sank with vibe because it was really hard to fucking figure it out. And, you know, thank God David was there like filming vlogs while it was happening, because I honestly do not know where we'd be right now. Like, because I'd honestly be back in Florida. I'd be back doing what
I
was doing.
Were you worried that like, fuck, what am I going to do? I might have to go back to Florida.
Well, yeah, because Heath and I were only posting Vines and that's it. We weren't posting anywhere else. I tried posting on like Facebook. I tried doing YouTube and it wasn't sticking. And, but like we found ourselves doing really well performing on David's vlog. It was really easy to like just be funny and be ourselves with somebody else filming. And you know, we never really had that because usually Vine, you have to like do everything yourself. Mm-hmm. But when there's like a camera there, it was almost like a reality TV show. You don't have to really worry about it. You got to just be yourself and somebody else did the filming and editing for you. So that was really cool to like experience too. But like that transfer from Vine to YouTube, we were really lucky. And I'm really grateful for that. And I'm sure we all are too.
How did the money work though? So you're making money off Vine. Vine's gone. You're doing David's deal.
Yeah.
But are you still getting paid? Like, how did that all work?
No. Yeah, we were. So obviously, whatever we were doing for David's vlog was all for free.
Yeah. You know,
we all wanted to help each other out. We wanted to help him out. But it got to the point where we're like, well, damn, like
what do we do?
We're not getting jobs. We're not making
money.
What do we do? Like, we can't, David. Like, we get it. We want to keep helping you out, but we can't. You're not going to have anybody in the videos if we don't do something because we're going to have to move back home. So we all ended up making channels and we got the flow of it really quickly. Mm-hmm. Like we were able to like post and we were able to make it authentic. We were having fun doing it when we started YouTube videos. So that was like really cool. That was really good. But that happened really quickly. We all made our own channels. We started posting. We tried our hardest to make it feel different mm-hmm. from each other because obviously you don't want to have the same style as David.
Sure.
But it ended up being the same style as David's because we started posting YouTube videos a year and a half after David was posting regularly. So we were only used to seeing videos like David because we weren't watching anybody else's videos. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't. I know that for sure. So it ended up being kind of David's style. And I remember David saying this like a long time after we started, but he was saying that the reason why he didn't want us to make YouTube videos solely because he didn't want like the characters of his vlogs to kind of like lose track, you know? Like, because there was a track that like we all had a certain track in his videos, like mm-hmm. a certain live track.
Yeah.
And he was worried that our videos were gonna kind of like
show a different side of you, maybe.
Show a different side of us. But like at the same time, we're kind of like, it'd be cool for people to see like different sides of us.
At the end of the day, you guys are all pretty authentic.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy I just talked to before we started is the same guy sitting here now.
Yeah.
And you're not as amped up as the guy on the vlogs, but it's just basically you with more energy.
Exactly, right? Yeah. And it, you know, when David has his camera out, like automatically your body just wants to be more energetic. That's just how it is. We've been like that for the past 3 years now. So so it's funny to see that still happening today.
David, I interviewed him and I interrupted him so fucking much. I watched it and it was literally cringy. And I look back, I go, what the fuck was I doing? And David has so much energy and he's just like rapid fire talking stuff. I felt like I had to keep up. You know what I mean? And I'm like all jacked up like he is and we're cutting each other off.
Yeah, no, his brain works differently.
Is he always like that?
Yeah, he's always like that. Like I don't even really consider him like the rest of us. He's just like, he's a fucking machine. He, like the way he thinks, the way he's like putting shit together for the videos, like we all constantly look at each other. We're just like, fucking it. Like what he does in one day is what I do for my 100 videos. Like whatever 100th video, I do something crazy.
Yeah.
He's doing that shit every other day. So like it's just really funny to me. But like everything that he has, all the success that he has, all the fans, all the views, it's crazy. He's worked so hard for it. And I feel like he doesn't have enough. Like,
what do you mean?
Just
based on the work?
Based on the work, like I feel like he should have a lot more with how much he's working because he works his fucking ass off.
Yeah,
he really does. So I feel like he does deserve a little bit more than what he. Does that make sense?
No, it does. He's for all the work he's done. He should have even
I'm
more.
I'm saying this in a good way. I don't know how it's sounding, but like in a good way, I feel like he He should have a lot more than what he has.
Yeah,
because he does work
in the hours.
Yeah, he does. He puts in a lot of fucking work. None of us could do that.
How do you avoid burnout? Like, how do you...
Burnout?
Yeah, like, do you eventually burn out and go, man, I fucking need a week off. I'm tired of this.
No, I do not take credit for... Like, I want it. I wish I could burn out because I want... Like, it's so hard to come up with fucking ideas and it's so hard to, like... Because I do want to film every day. If I could post every day, I would.
Your fans, just, I'm sure, would want you to.
Yeah. I just can't come up with shit. It's just so hard. And I find myself enjoying being in other, like, in, like, David's videos more than, like, honestly, trying to come up with an idea and filming on my own, you know?
Probably easier, right?
It is easier, but like I tend myself having more fun doing it. Like, you know, he does all these experiments, all these like funny bits, and I just find myself having more fun doing that shit. And so, like, I wish I got burned out being in other people's videos. Like, I want to be every night. I want to be like, I'm exhausted after filming all day. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could. I wish I could burn out. Honestly.
How do you? Because you've been doing this for a while now. Going back to Vine.
Yeah.
That's a different format because it's quicker than YouTube and stuff. Yeah. But you still have that kind of Vine mentality where quick cuts, quick cut.
I'll always have that mentality. Like, I can never just film a video and like not really edit it and post it. Like, it's like uploading a raw file. Like,
I
could never do that.
Yeah.
I'd rather just not post. Like, I couldn't do that. So yeah, I do have that Vine mentality. We all do though. I feel like we're pretty picky with our cuts.
Yeah.
Because we're all Viners. We're all like really picky Viners.
Yeah.
We were all in the same boat. So I don't think we'll ever not be like that.
What's the future? You got a podcast you're focusing on now.
Yeah.
Do you guys look to like, shit, when we're 40, do we want to still be vlogging? Like, what does that look like? Do you think that far ahead or no? You're just kind of enjoying what you're doing now.
No, I don't like to think that far ahead, honestly, because it's scary to think that far ahead. You're like, fuck, I'm going to do YouTube when I'm 45. What am I going to do?
Yeah,
I'd rather not think about that.
Okay, all right.
I'd rather focus in the present on what me and my friends are doing, what me and Heath are doing.
Yeah.
Just really just be in the moment, have fun, try to figure out new ways where you can like... figure out new ways to create content and be different, and that's it.
It seems too like we're having all you guys kind of as a group, and the vlog squad's such an interesting concept to me because it's like not a set thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the Wu-Tang clan with whatever 10 members or whatever the fuck they got, right?
Uh-huh.
There's people coming and going, there's kind of a core group, there's kind of an outsider group.
Yeah.
There's also like a celebrity angle, like John Stamos is in the mix sometimes. Yeah. Like, is he a vlog squad member?
It's crazy. It's fucked up to think about all those branches in our friend group. It's so weird.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's creative too, because it seems like one person will do one thing and you guys are kind of like, oh, that's cool. That's working. Let me try like podcasts.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a podcast now pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys look at each other like, oh, that's cool what Dave and Jason are doing. Maybe me and Heath could do something similar. Do you guys look at it like that?
When we all do it, it's never a competition. Like, we always support each other. No, it's not. We always support each other. And Heath and I also see it as another form of like, you know, talking to our fans, because we don't, like Heath and I, we used to do this thing called Coffee Talk where we'd get in his truck and we'd go get coffee and we'd rant about shit. And we don't really do that anymore. And we feel like, I don't know, we've been feeling restricted on YouTube lately.
What?
Which, you know, I mean, just because, I don't know, I'm not sure. Like, because we're like that a lot off camera, but like on camera, for some reason, it hasn't been like that when it comes to our YouTube videos. So we thought maybe let's try a podcast. Maybe we can like get into our groove again, because we've been kind of, because the way we are, we're like that off camera all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always annoying because the camera's not on. Fuck, like people don't understand that we're still like this. So we're like, you know what? Let's start a podcast. We have an hour to sit on the couch and really just be ourselves. And so we've been doing that. And I feel like we've really enjoyed it.
You got your magic back?
We're not there yet, because obviously podcasting is so new to us. But we'll get there. I feel like, after like 10 more episodes, it's gonna be like nothing.
And you guys are so talented. Why wouldn't it be? Knock on wood. I don't want to jinx you. You know what I mean? And the podcast shuts down.
I know. But I do. It is difficult. It is difficult to kind of get into the flow of that, like that world, that podcast world. But we'll get there. All I know is that we're having so much fun doing it. We're laughing. It's a good time.
That's key.
Yeah.
you mentioned too, like being funny off camera, like shit, we got to get it on camera. You know, yeah, dude. It's a waste being funny off camera.
Fuck, dude. And I know that makes me
what a
so,
waste.
Heath and I are so like Heath, me, Mariah, Matt, we're all so fucking funny off camera. And it's sad that we don't catch it. We never capture it. And we're not good at turning on our camera and capturing it.
It's a again. Different thing.
It is.
It's more
it
pressure.
Is. Exactly. And you know what? That's most people. There's so many funny people in this world. And obviously, people don't see it because they don't catch it on camera and they're not able to catch it after. We're the same way. We're not good at capturing it. So when we pull out our camera, we start vlogging, it's hard to kind of like be funny just out of all of a sudden on camera.
Yeah, you're ready. Go be funny.
Exactly.
You can't do that.
So we gotta learn to start capturing it. And if we do miss it, we gotta learn to start capturing it fucking on command.
It's funny, and I have it on the card. I was gonna ask you, who's the funniest off camera? When the camera's off, who's the one that cracks up everybody?
Jason.
Oh, you didn't even hesitate.
Yeah, no, Jason. Jason is the funniest guy. He's the sweetest guy, the funniest guy. There's really nothing bad about that guy.
Yeah.
Nothing. He's the best guy ever. And he's so funny, so sweet. I've already said that. But yeah, no,
he seemed like a good dude. I met him once.
No, he's hilarious. You asked who the funniest guy was, I think he is.
No kidding.
Yeah. And he does like stand-up shows. He's so funny on like he's just really good on the spot. Improv, everything. He's really good.
Like total package.
Total package, yeah.
You think he's the really funniest on camera too?
Yeah. He's hilarious. Yeah. He's like that's why he's the main star of David's vlogs, because he's like he can really just brings it every time.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what to do when a certain situation's happening or what to say.
He can like he's the go-to guy. If you need to laugh, you can always go to Jason.
Yeah.
Like, if there's 5 seconds left, you're passing him the ball.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
He is. That's cool. Matt's hilarious, too.
Everybody's funny.
Everybody's funny in their own way. They just know how to… They know when to bring it whenever something's happening. You know?
You can't teach that, can you?
No. I don't think you… I mean…
No.
I don't think you can. I think it's like finding the right people. It's finding the right people that have your sense of humor. Like, our friend group, like, we all have the same exact sense of humor. Like, we all know exactly what's, like… funny to us, at least. Not what's funny, because what's funny is obviously like everybody has their own funny, but we all have our certain funny that we're just good at and we know. So
I read or I saw the Travis Mills interview. Everybody check out that was really good.
Yeah, really.
Hopefully
good.
This is as good as Travis's. I don't know.
Hopefully,
what do you think?
I don't know.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Let's pray it's better.
Let's hope it gets better, right? But you were saying like it seemed like a natural progression for you to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Jason's kind of doing it now. You're obviously funny. But you were saying like I could never prepare for that. I could never remember what I said last night that was funny.
Yeah.
Do you think you could do it?
For like a – you're talking about a stand-up show. Sorry.
Opening for Jason, or something.
No. I could never do that.
No?
Never do that.
Really?
I have a hard time memorizing shit. Like when I have like – when I want to like deliver a joke – it takes me like a couple of tries to like get it out. So doing like a live stand-up show like that, I think Heath and I could do like a podcast style as a tour, like kind of like what David and Jason did. But what David and Jason did was kind of like stand-up show type of podcast type of shit. But I feel like Heath and I could do a podcast. But when it comes to stand-up and like delivering jokes and like not stuttering, take me out of the equation. I cannot do that shit because I'm just like. It takes me a little longer to process shit in my head. I'm just like, I don't know what's wrong with me. This is just how I am. This is just how I was born. I don't know. It's probably all the drinking, to be completely honest. But we'll see. We'll see. When it comes time to do like a live show with Heath, we'll see how it is. We'll definitely do like practice sessions where we'll like probably put our group of friends out.
Yeah.
And see how we perform. But other than that, we'll see. Yeah.
You guys are always fucking with. I'm sure like there would be mad shit talking too if it was just an empty theater and like all your friends like sitting there judging you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That'd probably be harder than a normal crowd.
Oh, dude. Oh, no. My friends would be the worst to do it. Like I would find myself this most nervous if I was performing in front of my friends. Because we are so like, we're so judgmental to each other, but like not in a bad way, but in like a good way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that could be it's bad at the same time because we're just so honest with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, that's really scary being in front of our friends doing shit like that. But like being in front of like our fans and people that watch us, it's like I'm not really nervous when it comes to like that. I'm really confident. And I'm really like myself when I'm like around like my fans and viewers.
Yeah.
When it comes to...
It seems like that'd be a natural, like Noel Miller and Cody did the similar thing too, like a podcast kind of tour thing. Well, you guys really should do that. I mean, your fans would love it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what they do. I don't think I've never seen their show or like live show. I'm sure it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm big fans of them. But no, I would, what are they, is it just kind of like what David and Jason do? Is
same kind of
like
thing. Yeah,
sit down, talk, get up, do like little bits and shit.
Yeah. But they haven't like worked out. So it's not, there's planned bits. They're going to do the same one.
Yeah. David and Jason do the same thing. They plan it out. They write it all out. They follow the script unless something funny happens on stage and they kind of go that route. But
yeah,
no, I think Heath and I can do that. I myself need a lot of practice. I know Heath can do it.
No problem.
Yeah. Heath can do it. No problem. I need a little practice to get to a point where like I'm comfortable and I can do that shit effortlessly.
Yeah. It's going to be scary too.
Oh yeah. For me, especially because dude, my biggest fear in my childhood and in school was presenting in front of the class. That was like the worst thing for me to do because I would just forget shit. I would stutter. I would get fucking nervous. I'll start sweating. And then I would like get into a meltdown where like I got to stop. And I was like, guys, I'm so sorry. I'm just going to go sit down. I'll just sit down. It's bad. It's bad. Like doing like interviews like this, I'm just like, I find myself not good at it at all.
I think
I'm
doing great. Are you nervous?
I'm always nervous.
Why?
I don't know.
You're just talking. It's just two people talking, but
I know. But
it's not though, because there's cameras. And
yeah, that's just me though. I think it's this whole like just I'm just so insecure about the way I'm presenting myself.
Okay.
Like I'm always like I obviously want to present myself in the most authentic way, the best me I can be.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just feel like I'm not saying shit right or. I don't know.
Do you think you're overly hard on yourself? Is that the expectation so high?
Yes, and everybody says that about me. I'm very hard on myself. I'm very, very like picky with what I put out and what I say and yeah.
So how do you deal with I mean, you guys always fuck with each other.
Yeah, we always
fuck. You have to have pretty thick skin.
Of course, yeah.
You can't take it personally.
Really thick skin, yeah. No, we're all very brutal with each other when it comes up. But like, you know, obviously in an appropriate way. But no, I mean, but we all know we're kidding in the end.
Yeah.
No one's ever serious when we're like saying shit to each other. And I think that's really important. Like when people are making jokes these days, you just gotta like fucking just take it. Take it as a joke, not a fucking serious thing. And
it's hard times to be a comedian.
I know it is. It is a hard time to be I feel bad for stand-up comedians these days.
Did you watch the new Chappelle?
Yeah, I watched it.
And like the first 15 minutes was kind of tough. I mean, he went fucking balls out.
He did. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
People ripped him.
I'm not going to lie. I laughed. I thought it was fucking hilarious. And, you know, I mean, but then again, people take shit differently. People are like obviously triggered depending on what has happened in their life. They're going to get triggered by like certain shit like that. But, you know, you can't be mad at somebody for laughing at that. It's funny.
Plus, at the end of the day, you guys aren't mean-spirited. You're not taking on political issues. You're just fucking with each other.
Yeah, we're just fucking with each other.
Which is what people want to see.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's it. And that's all I have to say about that. It's just...
Shit. Okay, I think we covered everything. So I guess
we covered everything.
I don't know. What else do you want to talk about? What do we got? We talked about growing up. We talked about Vine.
Yeah. We talked about your career. Yeah. What else?
What else is going on in Zane's world? Oh, how about this? Were you pissed that Heath got a Lambo and you didn't?
No.
I'd be serious.
I wasn't. No, I was so like. Here's the thing, like for if anybody was gonna get a Lamborghini, it would be Heath.
Why?
Because he's in love with supercars. He's in love with fast cars like that. I love the Urus. I love SUVs. I love Jeeps. I love I saw the Lamborghini Urus like.
It's sick.
What is it? Like last year or whenever it came out, I remember being inside it and I loved it, but like immediately walked out. I'm like, there's no way I can afford this. I can't do it. But I was in love with it. I loved it. It was such a cool car. But Heath is in love with fucking cars. He's been in love with the cars all his life. If David got me that Lamborghini, everybody would be like,
it wouldn't make sense.
Okay. It just wouldn't make sense. And like people would be like, Heath is right there.
Yeah.
Like Heath is in love with supercars. And you're gonna get him a Lamborghini. So no, it made complete sense that he got it. We all freaked out because we're like, this is gonna fucking. This were you is part gonna of it?
Like,
attack.
Did you guys know before he did it? Like, was no, everybody?
No, no.
The
when
secret?
David, when David surprises any of us with something, it's a surprise for everybody. Everybody gets surprised with it because I feel like the surprise is us seeing what that person is getting surprised with. Because it's always like it's always crazy. It's always like fucking like he's got a Lamborghini. Like, why would you want to tell anybody that you're getting a Lamborghini? Why when you could just surprise everybody?
Yeah.
So no, I'm. Because you know what? That Lamborghini is mine too. I get to ride in that all the time. I get to enjoy it too. So no, I'm so happy for him. Like, I'm really happy he got that Lamborghini.
How stoked it's like, was he? I mean, talk about a present.
Did you see the reaction he gave? Yeah. He was crying. Yeah. I mean, I've never seen him cry like that in my entire life. Yeah. And I've been around him, around dark, and I have never seen him cry like that. So like, that's fucking, yeah, no, that was like a huge deal for him. And I, like, fuck, he deserves that. He deserves that car. Like, you know, he's going to take care of it. He's going to, I feel like he's. I mean, obviously he got that car for free, but he worked for that car. He deserves that.
Just like what you said about David, he put in the work. He deserves that.
Yeah.
At a minimum.
Yeah, yeah, and I know David gave him that car.
Yeah.
I'm like, David doesn't deserve that car. He thought it was David's car, but no, he.
Nah, it's good to see you guys all successful too and still killing it, and we're promoting your vlog, right?
We're promoting podcast? YouTube channel podcast. I'm promoting Vlog Squad. Just promote the group, you know? Just
Why not? Promote
everybody. Follow everybody. Follow all the Vlog Squad. And I don't know exactly who's in the group, but just look up Famous Birthdays Vlog Squad and I'm sure you'll find it in there.
Well, we got shout out to the Reddit. You guys have subreddits on there. David Dobrik and Vlog Squad subreddit. I don't know if you're ever on Reddit, but
I'm never on Reddit.
I wasn't really much either, but I'm like, I reached out on Twitter to get questions and no one really reached out because I don't have a huge following. But then I went and read it and did it and fucking your fans are so crazy over there. They
on
give me
Reddit?
Yeah, they give me great questions.
Oh my, okay, yeah, so I need to go on Reddit.
Go on Reddit, man.
Okay.
First question, who, what, where, when, why, and how?
They got that from one of our videos. Heath and I just, it was like a little bit where just like if your boyfriend or girlfriend catches you cheating on somebody, then what do you say? You tell them who, what, when, where, why, and how. If they can't answer all of those six questions, then you didn't cheat, which is so stupid. I mean, I do not like cheating. I am not a fan of cheating at all, but I just thought it was really funny too.
How's life now that Todd gave up your room for rent?
He has not given up my room for rent.
Oh, he has not.
I'm still up there.
Fake news? Okay.
Fake news. I'm still up there. We're still friends. Me and Todd are still friends.
Okay.
You know, we did get into a couple fist fights in between, but hey, everything's good.
Okay. Happy times.
Yeah, happy times.
Okay.
I'm kidding. We didn't get into a fist fight. It's funny. It was like that whole thing was just a bit. It was just like
maybe people take that shit seriously.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like me and Todd, we just have this relationship where like that shit is just he knew we were filming like that. If we were all out and it just happened, then that's a serious problem. That's fucked up. That he can hate me all he wants. Like that is like he deserves every right to. But like we were filming. It was like when we film for a bit, like and it's a bit specifically a bit. Like we all respect that. It's like. Obviously, it's like you're in a movie. It's like you're acting in a movie. Like, whatever you're doing, it's not real. You're just performing a bit and you're trying to execute a bit and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's really it. It all depends. Half the times it's authentic and half the times it's like a bit.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun. We try to make it like as funny as possible. If me and Corinne are going to do something like that, we got to make sure it's funny. It like works, you know? So, yeah.
What was planned for the 200th vlog that ended up not being finished in time? You mentioned that. Somebody cited, like, in a video, you mentioned that.
Something
wasn't finished in time for your 200th vlog.
Oh.
Didn't make it. If you don't remember, we can say fuck that question.
I did film this whole nother section of the Met Gala intro, and I really wanted to put it in the end, but we weren't able to get rights for the song that I wanted to use.
What did you want to use?
I forget
what
song it was. I don't remember the song.
It's hard to.
And I don't even remember what the song sounded like. I just remember that I couldn't get rights to it, and the song specifically would have taken down my video if it went up. It would have deleted my video.
Okay.
So I couldn't even put that portion of the video up, which kind of sucks. And I never even started to edit it. I filmed it with that song, so. there's no point of editing it because I could never really release it.
Oh, I got
it. I could have released it on like Instagram or something, but I didn't think about that when I was doing it.
How much of the content is natural versus scripted?
My content?
Yeah.
It's all mainly natural.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, where it's not, yeah. Yeah, no, it's not set up, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'd say most of my stuff is natural. If there's ever, I feel like I used to do a lot of set bits back mm-hmm. when I first started, but I don't really do that anymore.
Okay.
I just kind of like, I think I'm able to just be funnier when it's authentic instead of like a scripted bit. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd say 99% at this point is
natural.
Okay.
What Vlog Squad member has the best podcast?
I think Views does.
Yeah?
I really enjoy it. I think they flow very well. I know behind the scenes they're very strict with what they want on there and off, and like they edit it in a very certain way. So I feel like they really care about how they set it up, and to me that means.
Well, you gotta step your game up. You don't even say your own podcast.
Well, I mean, I'm being honest.
I like that. Yeah, I think right now,
Views is the best.
But watch out for you guys.
But watch out for us. Exactly. Watch out for us.
Who's the most attractive female Vlog Squad member?
It's like asking which one of your sisters is the best looking.
Yeah, is that how you look at? Is that how you look at them all? Yeah.
It's kind of like, who's the best looking? I'd say Natalie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. I'm surprised I didn't say that quicker. Yeah. I was really thinking of everybody.
But it shows you went through the list.
I started from the other end of the spectrum, mm-hmm. and then I was like, oh, Natalie. Yeah, Natalie. Oh,
all right, can't forget about Natalie, all right.
Yeah.
What happened with Matt and Miranda?
Matt and Miranda, sorry. Yeah. That happened, it was like so quick where it was like…
people wanted to know.
Nothing ever happened.
Oh, nothing
after
ever
that
happened?
No, after that day, it just… That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
It was like… Yeah, it was quicker than everybody thought.
Oh,
but Matt kind of made a joke out of it on a couple like Instagram stories and shit. But no, it really ended that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. That's all we got, man.
That's all we got.
Woo! Thank you so much. How was it? It wasn't too bad, right?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
It's two guys talking.
Yeah.
That's it.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
I had fun.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you guys for watching. Subscribe. Who do we got? I got Tana's manager, Jordan Morona, next week.
Oh.
He's awesome.
Good luck if Tana shows up.
I did Tana twice.
Are you going to her house?
I don't know where we're going to do it.
You should probably try to schedule where you go to her house.
I haven't been to the new… Does she live with Jake? What's the fuck's going on with the whole thing?
Oh, I have no idea.
What's her new house? I went to her old one that was by Runyon, kind of. Her old apartment.
I've never been to her house. But.
I don't know. I'm sure it's fun.
Let's just say you're not gonna have a podcast on with Tana next week. Oh fuck.
Well, last time we did her, I rented a place to do it, and we're there, Rocky is there, we're all set up, and then it's like 15 minutes after she's supposed to be there. I text her, I'm like, where are you? And then she called me. You know, people don't call anymore. So she calls me, she's like, wait, do you still want me there? I'm like, I'm in Hollywood. I go, fuck yeah, I want you here. We got whole people sitting fucking waiting for
it's
you.
It's funny. No, I mean that's Tana's brand. Like you If you're gonna meet up with Tana and you're gonna get pissed that she's late, that's your fault. Because at this point, this is her. This is what she does.
Yes.
So it's like you can't really be mad at her anymore. That's just because I'm like that too. I'm kind of late to shit a lot.
Okay.
So I get it. I get why she's late all the time. It's just like laziness. You're just like fuck.
Yeah.
But
and that's it. So we got Jordan. Who else we got? I don't know. Just subscribe, watch. We got good ones coming up.
Yeah. Oh, your podcast is with Jordan or Tana?
With Jordan. I did Tana twice. But Jordan's interesting because I want to hear the behind the scenes story of Tana and Trisha and all the other people he manages.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
So that should be good. Yeah. So we got him next week. And then I don't know who next.
Perfect.
Yeah. But thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Cool.
You have a good day.
Bye.
Good week. Bye.
You were under the influence. We all were.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Under the Influence. Please subscribe to this podcast, rate, and comment. It will really help us out. Don't forget to check out our video episodes on youtube.com/TomWardInterviews. And you can always connect with Tom on social @MOTDraw1.